Two Haitian cities have endured brutal gang attacks that left at least 115 people in one town dead. Authorities estimate 30% of gang members in Haiti are children, recruited for combat, housekeeping, or worse. 600 more Kenyan troops will soon join the nearly 400 already stationed in Haiti. However, DIRF, with every man a warrior, a Ministry of Transworld Radio says these troops have been ineffective.
What the population is looking for is basically for them to engage in a fight against the gang members. We don't see that happening.
Every man a warrior meets a critical need for discipleship in Haiti. Men learn how to have personal time with God, lead their families, endure suffering, and be sexually pure. Join us in praying for safe travels for the team and ask God to raise up a generation of men focused on the Great Commission. And with winter approaching in Ukraine, Russian forces are hitting power sources. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says the ministry is helping Ukrainian churches prepare with heat and hope.
Even as we speak, we are currently moving generators into churches. In this case, a lot of these churches will be sheltering people because we want them to at least be centers where they can go and warm. They can plug in their phones and try to contact someone else. They can get a warm meal.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
As your listeners get involved with these churches, understand that the ultimate goal of SGA is to equip these churches the best we can to do the work of ministry God has raised them up to do.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.